好，请弟兄姊妹把圣经翻到马太福音六章九到十节。
Please turn to the Bible, book of Matthew, the Gospel according to Matthew, and chapter 6, verse 10.
这是大家很熟悉的经文，但是我们还要再念。我来念中文，请施宝弟兄念英文。
Although everybody is very familiar with these verses, but we should read it first.
所以你们祷告要这样说：我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
This is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
我今天讲到的题目是先求上帝的国。
My sermon is seek His kingdom first.
好，我们低头做祷告。
Let's pray.
天父上帝，我们谢谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
谢谢你将我们从罪恶的世界中拯救出来。
You saved us from this sinful earth.
让我们能进入你的国度。
So we can enter your kingdom.
你赐下平安和喜乐给我们。
And you gave us peace and joy.
求你保守我们的心怀意念。
Please, help our hold our heart.
真正的认识你国度里的荣耀。
So we can see the glory in your kingdom.
谢谢主。
Thank you.
这样祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Jesus, we pray.
Amen. Amen. 好，我上一次讲到讲了马太福音六章五到八节。
Yeah, my last summary is on the book of Matthew's chapter 6, verse 5 and 8.
在这四节经文中，主耶稣告诉我们祷告要有正确的心态。
In those four verses, our Lord Jesus tell us when we pray, we should have the right heart.
我们祷告的时候，不可以像那些假冒伪善的人，他们爱站在会堂和十字路口祷告。
When we pray, we cannot be like those hypocrites, and they love to pray in the synagogue and on the crossroad.
他们祷告只是为了让人看到，表明自己如何的属灵。
They pray in that other people see, so people can say how spiritual they are.
为了得到人的夸奖。
And they get praise from the people.
祷告也不可以像外邦人那样，不断的重复自己所需求的东西。
And when we pray, we cannot be like Gentiles, and we just continue repeating what we want.
以为只要这样重复祷告，就会蒙天父的垂听，天父就会将我们所祈求的东西赐给我们。
And so they think, you know, repetitive, and the prayer will be listened, and then we'll get what we want.
主耶稣纠正了我们祷告的错误心态之后，他用了我们称为主祷文的祷告。教导我们应该如何祷告，以及我们应该为什么祷告。
The Lord Jesus correct our heart, correct our attitude, and now He used this so-called the Lord's Prayer and teach us how to pray and what we should pray for.
主耶稣所教导的主祷文是我们祷告的原则，是我们祷告的一个框架。
And this Lord's Prayer.Is the principle of our prayer and the framework for our prayer.
虽然我们可以机械式的背诵主祷文，然而只有背诵式的祷告是远远不够的。
And we can mechanically and repetitively remember Lord prayer, but you know, like this recite of the Lord's Prayer is not nearly enough.
我们祷告是和天父的交通。
And when we pray, is we're, you know, communing with our God.
所以在我们祷告的时候，要在主祷文的原则上投上我们的情感、我们的心智。
And when we pray, we should use the Lord's Prayer as principle and with our heart and our mind.
将我们心里的话向天父倾诉。
And we tell, you know, our Lord what is in our heart, what is in our mind.
当我们明白主耶稣教导我们主祷文的用意之后，我们就能够在主祷文的指导下。
And after we know what Jesus is trying to teach us, then we can learn the wisdom of this Lord Prayer.
用正确的方法去祷告，也能够匡正我们祷告的内容，使它合乎上帝的心意。
And now our prayer is of God's heart and in prayer.
主导文是我们非常熟悉的经文。
We all know Lord's Prayer.
主导文分两大部分。
And it has two parts.
第一部分就是我们今天所读的经文六章九到十节，通常称它为求上帝的国。
And the first part is what we read today, verse 6, 9, and 10, verse 9 and 10. And we say, seek his kingdom first.
我今天和大家分享这两节经文。
And I want to share these two verses with you.
第二部分是六章十一到十三节。
And the second part is verse 11 to verse 13.
通常我们称它为求世上的需要。
And here is we ask what we need.
当然我们要有一个概念，作为基督徒在世上不只是肉体上的需要。
And of course as a Christian we should know on this earth we should not just ask for what we need for our bodily needs.
我们更应该有属灵生命上的需要。
We should have the need that's spiritual.
这是主导文十二和十三节两节经文的内容。
And verse 12 and 13 are you talking about this?
这三节经文我将在下一次讲到的时候与大家分享。
And next time I will share those three verses.
所以说我们今天先分享先求上帝的国。
And today we share seek his kingdom first.
第一个问题我要想和大家一起分享的是祷告对象，祷告的对象。
And first to whom we pray.
主耶稣说你们祷告要这样说，我们在天上的父。
Lord Jesus tell us, when you pray, you should say.
这指明我们祷告是向我们天父发出来的。
Our Heavenly Father, this tell us, when we pray to the Heavenly Father.
自从我们相信耶稣基督是上帝的儿子，是我们救主之后，在耶稣基督里，我们就成为了上帝的儿女。
When we believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God.And is our Savior. Then in Jesus Christ, we become the sons and the daughters of our God.
我们是来到父神这里向他祷告祈求。
And we come to our Father to pray and to ask.
圣经应许我们说，应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所需要的告诉神。
And God promised us.And we should come to the God without any worry. And in everything, if we pray and we be thankful, then we tell us our God what we need, and the Lord will give us a surprising peace. And in Jesus Christ, protect our heart.
神所赐人意外的平安，必在耶稣基督里保守你们的心怀意念。
Yeah, God will give us our surprise peace, and in Jesus will help us.
我们向我们肉身的父亲祈求什么东西的时候，他都不会求饼给我们石头，求鱼给我们蛇。
We ask for our own Father, and He will never give us, stones for the bread and a snake for fish.
更何况我们是向我们的父神上帝祈求。他一定会把最好的赐给他的儿女。
So if we ask for our Heavenly Father, He will give us the best.
这是上帝给在耶稣基督里他儿女的恩典。
This is the grace God gave to us in Jesus Christ.
因此我们可以将自己各样的难处、软弱、痛苦和忧愁都带到父神面前向他诉说。
So we can bring our weaknessour hardship and our suffering to in front of our Heavenly Father.
这位圣洁、公义、慈爱、有怜悯的父神就会将最好的赐给我们。
This holy, righteousness, love, and mercy for God will give us the best.
然而，我们要知道，上帝不仅是我们的父神，他更是我们在天上的那位父神。
We should know God is not just our Father, He is our heavenly Father.
就像我们向肉身父亲祈求一样，在我们小的时候向父亲求水喝，求糖吃。
And so, you know, like when we asked our, you know, earthly father, when we were little, we asked our father for water and for candies.
等到长大一点了，我们开始求买薯片，求看电影。
And when we grew up, we probably asked for French fries and movies.
更大了以后，自己会花钱了，就向父亲要钱花。
And then when we grow even older, then we know how to spend money, then we ask for money.
如果一个孩子会向父亲求钱花以后，他因为有了钱就满足了。
And if a son know how to ask his father for money, and then he will satisfy with the money.
不再求别的了，既不求明白如何帮助父亲的事业，最后可以继承。
And then, if he not asking for anything more, and he not asking how he going to help his father to advance his career and or his business so he can inherit,
也不思想自己应该做些什么事情，能够自给自足，可以使父亲放心满意。
And he will even think about what he should do so he'll become self-sufficient, so his father will satisfy and happy.
这种只会伸手要钱却没有一点责任感的人。
And so this type of people, you know, who only know ask for money, but doesn't have no responsibility.
在中国通常称这样的人为90后的人。
And in China, they get this, you know, post-90, burn people, this type.
我相信每一位事业有成的父亲都不会将自己的事业交给这样的儿子来继承来掌管。
And so I believe if, you know, a father has a very successful business, he will not leave his business to his son.
其实90后的现象并不是一件新鲜的事。
So this post-90 phenomenon is nothing new.
在基督徒属灵生命的里面，这样的现象早就有了。
This phenomenon,is there in Christian spiritual life?
我们会向天父求这个求那个。
And we ask for God this and that.
然而我们很少去思想怎么做，那是天父希望我们去做的事。
And we never think about, you know, what we should do, what God would like us to do.
在我们的属灵生命应该进入到成年期之后，仍旧在那里求糖吃，求薯片吃。
And when our spiritual life matured, it should be mature, but we're still asking for candies and for French fries.
却没有去求明白天上的事情，去做天国里的事情。
And we didn't ask, we should understand what's heavenly things and what we should do for the kingdom.
从少年的时代就做了基督徒，现在已经到了人生的老年了。
And you know, a lot of Christians, they become Christian when they're tender young age.
却孩子知道儿童主日学里所学的儿歌，耶稣爱我，我知道，因为圣经告诉我。
And now they are mature and in the human age, but they still only know the song that what they learned in the Sunday school. You know, Jesus loves me. They say no because I love him.
耶稣爱我，这是真理。
Jesus loves me. This is the truth.
然而，圣经不仅告诉我们耶稣爱我们。
However, Bible tells us not only Jesus loves us.
圣经中有更多的内容是告诉我们如何去回应主耶稣的爱。
But in the Bible, there's more verses telling us how should we respond.
见证我们在主耶稣的爱中，我们的生命怎样被改变。
And so we can testify in Lord Jesus Christ's love, and our life was changed.
可以将荣耀归给上帝。
Glory for God.
我们教会的信仰告白，西门小妖里问答的第一问：人生的主要目的就是荣耀上帝，永远以他为乐。
And the confession of conventional face of this church, you know, we had a Westminster shortcut to the question. Number one is the chief end of man is to glorify God and enjoy Him forever.
这也是宣告对主耶稣爱应该有的回应。
And this is our response to Lord Jesus' love.
这样的基督徒才能够让天父放心和满意。
And this type of Christian, then God is satisfied and is happy.
如果我们是天父的儿女，就应该关心天上的事业。
If we are the sons, daughters of our Heavenly Father, we should seek His kingdom first.
肉身父亲的事业，在我们成人之后，或许可以不去关心。
And you know, on this earth, when we become adults, and before that, we may not care what our earthly needs.
因为肉身的父亲是不完全的，他的事业也不是唯一的。
And because the earthly father, he himself is not perfect, and his business may not be perfect for you.
然而我们天父的事业作为他的儿女是不可不关心的。
And the God's business is the Christians have to care about.
因为天父是完全的，天国的事是天父儿女唯一的事业。
And because God is perfect and his God's business should be your only career.
当然我们如果不去关心天国里的事情，天国也不会有任何的缺损。
Of course, God don't need us. You know, He is perfect. If we don't seek His kingdom, He doesn't need anything from us.
只是我们与天国无分了。
But that way, we have no part in His kingdom.
我们关心天国的事情，表明我们与天国有分。
We care about the kingdom because we have a portion.
下面我和大家分享的，怎样去关心天国的事，做天国的事。
And next, I will share how we care about the business in heaven.
在我们今天所读的第九的后半节和第十节经文，主耶稣讲了祷告的三件事。
And today's words, verse 9, and Jesus tell us, you know, we pray, we should do three things first.
愿人都尊你的名为圣，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
Hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven.
我们祷告的这三件事是紧密相连的，他告诉我们怎样为天国祷告，怎样真正参与天国的你的侍奉。
These three things are interconnected.This teaches us how we pray and what we should pray for the kingdom of heaven.
我们先来看天国祷告的第一件事，愿人都尊你的名为圣。
Let's see the first, hallowed be your name.
尊你的名为圣，它有丰富的内容。
And it has a lot of concept in there.
我们看过一些古装片的人都知道，在封建社会中，皇帝的旨意叫圣旨。
And if we see the old movies about the old emperors in China, we will say the decree of the emperor is a holy decree.
因为封建社会的大臣们都是皇帝为圣人。
And they, because at that time, you know, those ministers will call the emperor as a holy man.
当圣旨一旦下来，没有人可以违抗，违抗圣旨就会有灭九族的危险。
And when the emperor's decree comes down, nobody can rebel. And if you rebel, then they will kill your 9 generations.
当然，我讲这个例子。绝不是说封建皇帝的圣与上帝的圣有什么相同之处。
Now I'm not saying, you know, the emperor's holy and our God's holy has anything in common.
他们之间不但没有相同之处，而且悄悄完全相反。
There's nothing in common. Instead, it's totally opposite.
皇帝是一个没有得救的罪人，他根本不配圣这个字。
And of course, the emperors, they're not saved, so they are not worthy of that holy word.
而上帝是完全的圣。
And our God is perfectly holy.
我讲这个例子，为了让我们知道尊你名为圣，在实际当中就是尊上帝的话为圣。
And here we say, "Holy be your name." Our God's name is holy. It means in our lives we should truly hold God's name and holy.
更加具体的说，就是尊上帝的启示，我们手中这本圣经为圣。
What we should do is, you know, we should follow God's revelation to us. That means we should follow the Bible.
所以说，圣经才是真正的圣旨。
That means the Holy Bible is the Holy Decree.
然而，在许多时候，我们却不在乎圣经中的圣旨。
But of course, in our life, sometimes we don't follow what's in the Bible as our Holy Decree.
我们很害怕那些能够杀身体的所谓的圣旨。
And we are fearful those so-called holy decree, but that can kill our body.
我们却不害怕那杀人灵魂的真正的圣旨。
We are not fearful for the true holy decree that can kill our spiritual.
因为我们没有敬畏上帝的心，就不会尊上帝的名为圣。
If we don't respect God, then we will not respect God's holy name.
就会把圣经这本圣旨放在一边，自己仍旧过以自我为中心的生活。
So we will put this holy Bible aside and we just enjoy our life and move on.
只是偶尔有需要才去看看圣旨。
And so when we go back to the Bible.
下面我们先来看为天上祷告的第三件事，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
Now we're talking about, you know, the third one, that is, your kingdom come, the third one is, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
这是对第一件祷告的事，愿人都尊你的名为圣的具体实施。
This is the.What we need to do for the first one, holy be your name.
上帝的旨意就是上帝的圣旨。
And God's will is God's holy will.
我们祷告要让上帝的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
And when we pray, we want God's will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
然而我们思想，这却是一件相当难的事情。
But of course, we know this is hard.
其实不是这一件事很难，就是在第一项祷告中同样有一件很难的事情。
Not just this is difficult. You know, actually in the first one, holy your name, there is another thing difficult.
第一项祷告中说，愿人都尊你的名为圣。
And in the first one, the holy your name.
关于尊你的名为圣，我已经讲过了。
We are talking about, you know, God's name, the holy name.
然而这里不是说我尊你的名为圣，而是要人都尊你的名为圣。
This is not just saying I call God's name, it's our people call God's name.
这同样是一件难以实行的事。
And this is very difficult to realize.
因此我要再说第二项祷告，愿你国降临，是为天国祷告的重要部分。
So I would say the second partYour kingdom come is a very important part.
只有在天国里的人才会尊上帝的名为圣。
Only the people who belong to God's kingdom will hold God's name.
只有在天国里，上帝的旨意才会毫不拦阻地被实行出来。
Only in those people, then God's will can be done.
因此，我们要为天国的降临祷告。
And that's why we should pray God's kingdom come.
并且要用我们的心智为天国的降临祷告。
And we should use our heart for the kingdom come.
天国的降临不只是指主耶稣再来的时候，审判的时候，天国降临。
The kingdom come is not just talking about Jesus come, the second coming, and to judge.
今天地上的教会就是天国的雏形。
And today the church on this earth is what we see in heaven, the beginning part.
是天国在地上的彰显。
It is the kingdom on earth and revealed towards the people.
我前面说过，要用我们的心智为天国的降临祷告。
And we should use our heart to pray for the kingdom come.
这是我们努力要去做的事情。
And we should try our best to do this.
真诚的祷告绝不是空空的话语。
Our faithful prayer or sincere prayer is not just empty word.
为天国降临祷告是基督徒在世上要尽的一个责任。
And it is our duty to pray for the kingdom come.
建立一个天国在地上彰显的教会。
And to build up a church that has a heavenly image.
这样的教会是一个尊上帝的名为圣的教会。教会中的每一位弟兄姊妹都是圣经为圣子。
And this is a church that will follow God's name, and everybody will follow God's holy decree.
是自己生活的生活行为的最高准则。
And the Bible becomes the highest principle in our life.
这样的教会也是一个努力去遵循上帝旨意的教会。
And this church.Become a church after God's heart.
教会的各样事工敬拜宣教传福音爱的团契都要积极按照上帝的旨意去行
and in our ministry in everything we should ask God's will and follow God's will
今天非诚圣经归正教会正式成为 PCI 系统中的一个教会
and today the Philadelphia Bible Reformed Church become a particular churchIn the Presbyterian Church of America.
因为我们认识到这样的教会才是合乎圣经启示模式的教会。
Because this is what we believe in the church model of what God revealed us in the Bible.
当然我们还不完全，还需要不断的归正。
And of course we know we're not perfect, and we need more reform.
对，在对圣经真理的认知上要归正。
And we should reform what we our understanding of the Bible.
在教会的治理上要归正。
And we reform the church governance.
在每一个会员自己灵明见道上要归正。
And for everybody our spiritual walk also need more reform.
在宣教的事工上也要归正。
And our missionary work also needs reform.
使我们的教会成为一个持守真理的堡垒。
And so this church become a fortress for the truth.
成为一个建造门徒属灵生命的家。
And it's a home to build the church members.
也成为一个宣教中华的基地。
And become a base for us to preach.To Chinese in our nation.
让我们的教会成为天国的一部分。
And so this church become a part of the heavenly kingdom.
让教会中的信徒成为天国中的一员。
And church members become a member of the kingdom.
愿主耶稣保守按他旨意去行的教会。
And so Jesus will help us and protect.
好，我们低头祷告。天父上帝，我们把我们教会仰望在你恩手当中。
Dear Heavenly Father, we submit this church into your hands.
求你在我们教会中掌王权，做主人。
You are the Lord of this church, and you are the leader of the church.
让我们教会所做的每一项决定都能够合乎你圣经的旨意。
And so every decision we make in follow what you have told us in the Bible.
让每一个服侍你的人都得造就，让每一个弟兄姊妹在教会中也得造就。
And we all grow up in your ministry work and in your word.
能够为你天国打那美好的仗。
So we can fight the good fight.
求你赐恩典，看顾保守你自己的教会。
Give us mercy and wisdom so we protect this church.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Jesus, we pray.
阿们。
阿们。